We feel that we will win. A Mercy Rail striker speaks a striking Mercy Rail RMT member. The 3rd of March was the 16th day of strike action in a year-long dispute over the introduction of driver-only operated trains on the Mercy Rail network. Even in the bitter cold, the picket lines remained solid and resilient in the knowledge that we can win this dispute over keeping a second safety critical person on every train from start to end of service, which the vast majority of the travelling public of Merseyside want. Drivers and the ALF Union have shown solidarity with us, even though they aren't an official dispute, by not crossing any Mercy Rail RMT picket lines, and I honestly thank each and every one of them from the bottom of my heart. The feeling from RMT guards at Mercy Rail is that we will win with the continued support from the ALF drivers and from the Merseyside public. The facts are, this particular dispute could easily be resolved tomorrow if the Liverpool Regional Transport Committees, the vast majority of which are Labour councillors, decision was reversed under the instructions of Metro Mayor Steve Rotherham and Liverpool City Mayor Joe Anderson, who are both elected Labour mayors. Unfortunately, Rotherham and Anderson have decided not to intervene in the RMT's campaign to keep the guard on the trains, the latter saying he thought the strike action was unreasonable. Rotherham and Anderson are the main reasons why this strike has gone on for a year, because they are complicit to sit back and watch, instead of listening and acting on what 89% of the travelling public on Merseyside want, to keep the guards on the train. Jeremy Corbyn recently commented on Twitter that he fully supported the retention of guards on trains, yet Rotherham and Anderson choose to ignore their own party leader. It's clear to all that Labour is two parties in one. This dispute ultimately shows that. I just hope that come the local elections in May, people can see that most Labour councillors in Merseyside are fanatical supporters of Tory cuts. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 8th of March 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.